Welcome to the IBP Insider, where you'll hear quick, insightful stories from the world of integrated business planning and the leaders using it to dramatically improve their companies. I'm your host, Crystal Lee. Well, actually, I'm her AI-powered voice clone. This innovation frees Crystal to spend more time doing what she loves, guiding organizations through transformative change using IBP. For more than a decade, Crystal has helped dozens of global companies with their IBP journeys. From here forward, I'll speak in Crystal's voice and perspective, but rest assured, every story you'll hear emerges from her deep and meaningful experience implementing IBP across a variety of industries. While details may be modified to protect client confidentiality, the insights are real. Today, I want to share a story that might hit home for a lot of you working in complex organizations. It's about a simple but powerful shift that completely changed the way a company ran its integrated business planning process. And it wasn't some major reorg or a big tech investment. It was a shift in how they talked to each other. So picture this. I was observing one of their typical monthly planning meetings, and the commercial team stepped up looking confident. Their forecast was all about growth. They were pumped. New accounts, promotions, market expansion, it all sounded great. But then across the table, the supply chain director raised his hand, and you could feel the tension before he even spoke. "This doesn't match what we've been planning for production," he said. And just like that, a meeting that should have been about strategic growth turned into a frustrating debate over numbers. I've seen this same scenario play out so many times, and the impact is more than just a tense meeting. It hurts business. Late deliveries, too much inventory in some areas, stockouts in others, confusion and misalignment all around, ultimately leading to missed financial plans. And here's the thing. The problem for this company, like many others, wasn't incompetence or lack of process. The teams were full of smart, experienced professionals. But as it turns out, they just weren't speaking the same language. See, the commercial team lived in dollars. Revenue targets, market share, competitive trends, everything was framed in financial terms. But the supply chain team needed cases, pallets, and production runs. They had factories to schedule, warehouses to manage, and trucks to fill. So when the commercial team presented a forecast in revenue, supply chain had no choice but to create their own version based on historical patterns and their best guesses about demand. And there you have it, two sets of numbers, two different realities, which meant every planning cycle was a reconciliation nightmare. And by the time they sorted it out, there was hardly any time left for real decision making. I was working with the leadership team when all this was unfolding, and we knew the solution wasn't more meetings or another layer of complexity. What we needed was a shared language. Here's the shift that changed everything. The commercial team still owned the forecast, but instead of starting with dollars and working backward, they started by documenting key volume assumptions first, by product family, before converting it into revenue projections. So instead of saying, "We're forecasting $3.2 million in Q2, they'd say, "We expect to sell 42,000 cases in Q2, which translates to about $5.6 million at our projected price points." Supply chain could then use those volume assumptions to do their planning without having to second guess or recreate the forecast. Seems minor, right? But the impact was huge. Suddenly, supply chain wasn't left guessing. No more shadow forecasting. No more endless debates about numbers. Now they were aligned from the start. One of the planning directors summed it up perfectly when he said something like, "We used to spend 80% of our time arguing about whose numbers were right and only 20% making decisions. Now that ratio has completely flipped." They finally had a single aligned business plan that everyone could execute against. So here's what I want to leave you with. In this case, fixing the forecast wasn't about more meetings or better tools. It was about creating a shared language. Because sometimes the biggest barriers between functions aren't about process or technology at all. They're about how teams communicate or don't. Different teams naturally develop their own language and ways of working. And if we're not paying attention, that's where silos, inefficiency, and frustration take hold. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Please share and like the show. And if you want to know more about how I can help you transform your business with integrated business planning, check out my website and reach out at crystallee.net.